About a year ago, I posted a two-part blog series called Surviving Tragedy. It was about a very personal story I shared about a tragedy that happened to my father and the triumph that followed it. If you haven't seen that story, this post isn't going to make a whole lot of sense to you. So I'm going to place the links to the blogs in the description below on my website, naturalhealer.com.au. So you'll want to watch those first to get context for what this follow-up blog is all about. Now, I told that story a year ago from my perspective, and I thought for further inspiration a year on, you might want to hear from my father himself how he felt about the energy healing that I did for him. So everyone, I'd like you to meet my father, Alan.
I wanted to ask you, before the cardiac arrest happened, which is almost a year and a half ago now, can you tell me whether or not you were much of a believer in energy healing or natural healing before all of that happened?
Not really. I mean, I understood what was going on with that stuff, but I, for myself personally, I was not a big believer of it.
Yeah. Would you say you're a bit more of a believer now?
I am much more so, yes. I'm a believer now.
But a lot of my students who followed your story would probably be interested in knowing is, how are you feeling now?
Right now, I am feeling better now than I did before I had the cardiac arrest.
Wow, that's a massive, massive statement to make. So what was your prognosis?
They varied from doctor to doctor, but basically it was 6 months to a year and that'd be it.
And here you are a year and a half on and you say you're feeling better now than you did before you even had the cardiac arrest.
Yep.
Can you remember what the earliest memory was when you came to out of the ICU? So can you remember what you were thinking and feeling at the time?
I remember seeing you looking at me and I thought I died and gone to heaven. That was basically what I remember. And I woke up, right? I came back to the reality. Yeah, it was. I remember nothing before that.
Nothing before that. So you don't have any recollection of when you were unconscious or during the emergency services or anything like that? Just total black?
Just black, and I was out. I was gone, yeah.
Okay. Do you remember any energy healing efforts? So when I say energy healing efforts, it's more so like positivity, the words I was saying, mantras, just the general feeling. I wanted to know from your perspective as the patient, if you noticed any changes in the way the room felt or the way the people were or the doctors.
I just felt relaxed and aware as I was conscious, and then I'd fade out and come back in.
Yeah.
But each time I would reawaken, I felt better. I mean, I felt more awake and more with it. I guess we could say. And I think that the words you were saying, I remember some of them very, very faintly. But they seemed to be helping.
And I remember every time someone came in to do anything for you, or anytime someone, a doctor came in, or it didn't matter if it was someone changing the garbage pail, or if it was someone coming to take your blood or give you an update with your status, there was so much gratitude in that room. It was really important for me. And I said to Mom that we needed to make sure we filled that room with positive gratitude, because we would take any small improvement was a win, in my opinion. So the focus was really about every small improvement with you was going to be able to compound and build on top of the previous improvement. Do you think that the positivity and the presence of that positive, loving energy helped you at all?
Yes, I do, because it made me appreciate and realize my situation. And I was fortunate to be able to respond to the words you were saying, because otherwise I would not be here.
Wow. Do you think that continuous positive energy helped the room or the environment that you were in?
Yeah, I do, because my experience in life has been when you're around someone who's being negative,
yeah,
it affects how you feel about everything.
True.
It affects how you see the world.
Yeah.
So it's all the positive words you were saying, and then the positive feeling in that room, I was being very positive. I was waking up. I was coming back to the world, realizing that, hey, here I am. I'm going to make it.
Yeah. Do you think that that positivity, that positive energy that I was trying so hard to push into that environment and around you, do you think it helped Mom at all as well?
I think so, because she saw it working on me and on me responding to it. So she followed suit.
You're saying that basically that she was seeing that it was working.
Yep, she saw that, and so she joined in.
Right. So say if you didn't feel anything, right, as far as energy healing goes, do you think it's still worthwhile for an energy healer or a Reiki practitioner to send that positive, loving energy to somebody, say, in your situation, even if you don't feel it, even if you, as the recipient, can't feel it? Do you still think it's worthwhile?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Why would you say yes?
Because there are those times, you know, when I think back to what happened, the question in my mind is, why did this happen to me?
Yeah.
Why is my world changing so much? But I think the positive healing efforts made by yourself kind of gets me back into the groove of things. And I'm realizing that, hey, you're alive, you're feeling well. Appreciate what has been going, is being done for you, and move on with your life and go slay those dragons.
Well, I just have two more questions for you. Do you have any words of encouragement from my students and graduates who are energy healers? Anything that will give them a little bit of confidence in their journey to help people like yourself?
Be truthful to yourself. Believe in yourself. Love those around you. And appreciate what they're doing for you. Always. And when you do that, you will become whole. And the world around you will be a great place to be.
That's beautiful, Dad. You've even brought a little tear to my eye.
Me
tears
too.
Of happiness, though, that's the good thing.
Me too.
You went from such an extreme, you know, someone who is in such a dire circumstance that basically beat the odds, and, you know, the doctor's giving you such a short, you know, prognosis or grim prognosis, and here you are feeling better and healthier than you ever have. Do you have a tip or any words of encouragement for, say, somebody who may be either in a similar situation that you are in or knows somebody that is in a similar situation to what you have gone through?
Okay, I think the basic rules that I have now lived by is each and every day I tell my wife how much I love her, how much I depend on her. She's my rock. And each morning I tell her I love her. Each night as I go to sleep, I tell her that I love her. And so if you live by those words and treat those around you that way, your life will become whole, fruitful, and will be a great place to be.
Okay, so it's effectively what we're doing is you need to live from love.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Very powerful words, Dad. I really appreciate it. Any other words of encouragement? Because you have definitely been an inspiration for so many people who have followed your story.
Come here, honey. Everybody needs someone like this. She's my sidekick.
Yeah.
She has kept me alive more ways than one.
You guys have had an amazing journey. I think the long marriage that you've had and the challenges that you've gone over in the last, you know, year and a half, triumphing firstly over such an extreme physical setback as a cardiac arrest, getting yourself stable enough, getting stronger, and then having mom's support obviously was major, you know. And I think if we're going to take away anything from this, when you love, love wholeheartedly, love fully, and make sure those that you do love know that you love them every single day.
For sure, yes. It's amazing how the positive feelings, the positive thoughts affect your life. Yep. In this world right now, there's so much negativity going on. Yep. You need all the positive thoughts you can latch onto.
That's very true.
The goal I had for sharing this follow-up post with you about my father and how well he's doing today is to inspire you, or inspire someone you know, that loving energy, making those efforts does help. It doesn't just help the patient, it helps the family, it helps the doctors, the nurses, and it can help you. So in short, my father felt that positive, loving energy. Even if he didn't know what it was initially, he felt that love. He felt inspired. He felt like, yes, I'm here. I can move forward and move on. And then that continuous positive energy helped everyone in that room feel that little bit more positive, that little bit more loving and caring and kind. So when you combine the hard working efforts of those doctors and nurses with the positive mindset that my father started to transform into, with the loving energy that was in that room, it lifted the entire scenario up, so it was easier for him to recover, to move forward, and for him to triumph over what doctors said he couldn't overcome. So I hope you keep shining your light, sweet friend. Our world needs it. Namaste, and big love to you.